There. Five, six, seven, eight. Senator Triplett was here.
Yeah, he just went to get some coffee.
All right. Yeah, she'll know everybody up there and never get back down here.
Shortly, I will.
You turned me off?
No, you were off.
Oh, I was off, okay. I want to make sure that you know that we're going to be meeting on the 31st, and the reason is to look at two proposals. We have consultants that are going to be, we're looking at studying the tax for gas and oil and how it affects the economy and whether it's the right, whether 11.5 is the right number. As you'll recall, last session we had the debate on the bill that should that 11.5 come down to 11, or should it come down to 10.5? Sorry, Senator Triplett, I did start without you. I figured that all those were your buddies up there close to the coffee, and I was sure that you'd never get out of there. I'm talking about the proposals. I just want to make sure everybody understands what we're going to do on the 31st. There's two proposals that have been given to us, and I want to get them to you. I don't know, you're sending them out, or do you have them here?
Chairman Wardner, they'll be mailed out today to you at your home address, so don't throw them away.
And I want you to go through so that you have them, and then on the 31st, the kind of the plan is at 10 o'clock we'll hear from one of the parties that gave us a proposal, and at 1 o'clock the other one, and then we will make a decision so that it can go to work. The only thing that I would say that as we take a look at them, we may have to look where we can downsize our study just a little bit for cost reasons. We don't have a lot of money to deal with, but I just want you to know that those are coming and that you'll have time to look them over and read them and study them before you have the presentation from the two groups on that. So with that, I think we're going to recess and go upstairs and enjoy the conference. We'll come down here somewhere between 4:30 and 5 and wrap this thing up and make any more comments on that. Anybody else have a question? Oh, roll? Oh, yeah. Do you need? No, we don't need to take roll.
We're on recess.
Yeah, I think so. All right. Okay, we're in recess.
We're going to call the committee back to order and wrap up our business and adjourn. The one piece of business we want to talk about is we are going to have some proposals for some consultant work, and the study was presented by Senator Triplett, and we've accepted it at legislative management. And we do have two proposals, and you will be getting that information, but Senator Triplett, I would like you to make some comments about the proposal. So as people are looking and perusing these, they kind of have an idea of what the goal was.
Okay.
Hold on. We're on the record.
Okay. Full disclosure, first, if amendment that is, that, for which this spending that we incorporated actually has Senator Cook's name on it. He and I ended up working on the Packers Committee on some of the amendments that were there on the final continued of the session, and we rolled a couple of things together. So this is an amendment that has Senator Cook's name on it, but it, but I was the one who asked for it to be drafted, and just some background.
Your mic is not on, I get it.
Oh, I must have gotten pushed off by too many other mics.
Maybe I pushed you off accidentally, sorry.
Something like a gas gathering pipeline.
Yeah.
And you end up swearing again, so, sorry. Okay. So, you know, we had the big discussion in the last, this past session about taxes, oil taxes, whether they should be reduced and whether we should get rid of all of the coupled together exemptions that have been around for a long time, and if they're going to be reduced by how much. And I remember commenting to Ron Ness a couple of sessions ago, wondering whether he was ever going to be done badgering us for lower taxes for the oil industry, and he sort of grinned his little Oshkosh grin and said, "Of course not, honey, that's my job. That's what they hire me for. As long as I work for the Petroleum Council, I'm going to be badgering you about reducing taxes." And so it's pretty obvious to me that this is a question that's not going to go away easily. And my thinking is that if we're going to have the conversation again in the next session, and I have no doubt that we will, that we should have, as collectively as a group, we should have better information on which to base our decisions. And there's a lot of information out there, and I've been trying to rummage through some of it. And I guess I would encourage you all, when you're looking at the proposals, you know, that have come in, that you also do some of your own research. And I just brought some of this along just so you can see that the heaps of paper that you can acquire if you turn your printer on. But there's just tons and tons of information on the internet, things from, you know, the International Energy Agency, from our own Department of Energy's Energy Information Administration, whatever it's called. The International Monetary Fund has done a lot of work on taxation policy. There's just tons of information out there. But I think to get on the same page, we need to have somebody help us sort of order the information inside of our state and put it in some perspective relative to tax policy. And I was really, really hoping that we would get, you know, some little nibble from some larger organization that has actually done, you know, tax policies for smaller countries, or, you know, other, you know, some more of an international flavor, so that we could just have some more level of expertise. And unfortunately, we didn't apparently get those kind of, and obviously because there's not enough money attached to this study to really attract the folks who have, you know, who would have serious background in advising us on tax policy. So, you know, in the end, we may still be on our own to figure out what we think the right tax policy is, but I think if we have better information about, you know, what the trajectories might be for production and infrastructure costs through time, and the potential costs for environmental cleanups if we continue having spills and things, then we just need to gather some good data and start thinking about, you know, what the potential costs are to the state treasury for some of the exemptions that are currently in statute, and if we give those up, then what we would expect to have to give up on the top end for oil taxing, for the base rate of oil taxation and that sort of thing. And I, you know, I don't really claim any particular expertise in knowing how to think about that, but I just think we all better learn if we're going to actually do this, because this is real money we're talking about here for a long time. So is that kind of what you were looking for?
That's exactly what I was going to want it. And so as you're looking these over, you understand it's about, for example, is it 11% and you give up the exemptions, or is it 10.5%? And then there's, you know, there's the CO2 exemption. If you use CO2, then you get an exemption forever if you use CO2 for recovery out in the Bakken. So there's a lot of things to think about when you read this. Now, here are going to be the possibilities. We might accept one of the studies as is and say, go get them. We may look at them and say, this is the one we want, but we're going to amend it and talk to them and modify and say, and get more specific and say, this is what we want. Or we may reject them. So, and the legislative management has about, I don't know, they had $300,000 for consultants, so, and some of it's used already, so, you know, I guess I was looking in the ballpark of 125 to 150,000, so, anyway, but when you're reading it, Senator Triplett's comments, you need to be looking for that type of process that's going to be done there. So, is there any questions that any of you might have? If not, I'm going to entertain a motion to adjourn those, by the way, those proposals, oh, I'm sorry, those proposals are on the way, Representative Hanson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just thought of a question. If you said this yesterday, I do apologize. Who or where did the proposal for the counties to DOT that we looked at yesterday, where did that proposal come from? I didn't see it. See an author on there.
I don't know. Did somebody ask for it?
Just wondering if it was from a department or from a specific county or...
Chairman Wardner, committee members, if anybody on this committee asked for a bill draft, especially at a previous meeting, as the one was at the previous meeting, the person at this table asked for it, and so I drafted.
Oh, okay. I did not know, so forgive me for not remembering.
Our next meeting will be the 31st, and because it is Halloween, and some of us have little kids and got to get home, we're going to do the first one at 10 o'clock. And when we're done, we'll take a short break, and then we'll bring the other one in right afterwards. So we're looking at process around 10 and 11. And if we run into the noon hour, that's fine. And then we may eat lunch and come back and decide on what we're going to do. All right. Any other things? Now I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All right. We have a motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The motion passes. We are adjourned. Thank you so much.